Gosh, don't you wish you could sell from any platform, anywhere, whether it's video, the big stage, webinars, networking? Let's keep going. We're talking about sales today. We want to captivate, convert more clients, deliver successful messages, one after another after another. Every time you open your mouth, you are making that connection and you are captivating and converting your people. Learn how to fall in love with sales today. Yeah, how many of us really need to learn how to do that and to deliver that powerful, heartfelt, influential message that will have your audience sit up and pay attention to you like never before? Oh my gosh, you guys, hang around because back by popular demand today is Jane Powers. So if you are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you. Go ahead and click that and come on over here to the Erin Strayer Show. We'll be able to see you and we will be able to see your comments. So who am I? I am Erin Strayer, and recovering corporate female entrepreneurs hire me to get beyond the now what stage of business. Yeah, because most are scared, really confused, and let's face it, playing way below average. Yeah. So I help them revitalize, rejuvenate, and reignite their passion, providing sassy, transformational solutions that help put the pizzazz back in their business. We're going to bring Jane up here because I am going to let her introduce herself because she will like captivate and convert you to love her. Hi, Jane Powers.
Good morning. Is it morning
It is
where you are? No.
afternoon.
Hello, everybody. I don't know where you are in the world, but it is still morning for me. So I'm just waking up, ready to go. All right. So I know Aaron told me we had 30 minutes. Do you know what that means, people? I am going to cram 80 minutes into 30. Okay, it's probably 8 days into 30 minutes.
Because you are, what do you call yourself? An over-deliverer?
Overloader.
Overloader.
Guilty. Guilty
Guilty.
as charged. As apparently someone on your chat is also guilty because he's behind bars.
Yes, that is Franco. Hey,
So,
Franco.
welcome, Franco, from the State Penitentiary. I did work in the prison, so I have very good information for you, dude. So let me introduce myself just so we don't know. Hey, Darcy. Darcy is on. Darcy's the one who showed up with her superhero costume for our coaching call just a minute ago.
Joke. I love you already, Darcy.
So yes, Darcy is an overloader. All right. So I am Jane Powers. Entrepreneurs hire me to speak with confidence and sell with authority because most are boring, confusing, and inconsistent, and they cannot close the deal. So I help them connect, capture, and close their ideal audience. Bottom line, every time you open your mouth, you make money. That is what RJ is going to be doing at the live event. Good to see you, RJ.
Hey. Yeah, so I know we all love RJ. Hey, RJ, love it to see you on here. So, Jane, sales, you love to sell. The
No, I
rest of
hate
the
it.
You do? Because the
Oh,
rest
God,
of
I
us
hate
hate it
sales.
too. We all hate it.
I have been doing it over 30 years, not only because I'm old as dirt, but because that's all I knew. They put me into sales. Oh, I hate it to this day. Aaron, I still cry. I still cry when I get no's. I do. I cry. I don't like the person on the other end because it just makes me feel better. I may love them, but I'll be like, oh, I
And then
hate them now.
we have to hate them for you. I know.
Yes. Hey, Tish, good to see you. Yeah. And then you have to hate them with me. Because if you're my friend, people on here, if you're my friend and I don't like somebody, you have to support me and not like them
We
until
have
I
to
tell
sign a
you.
contract. We have
Yeah.
to
It's
sign a
just being a
contract.
good friend. It's a good
It is.
friend. So no, I hate sales. Here's what I love, which is this is where you're all gonna go, oh, no, that's a little weird. I love the objection part because that's
There's
where
so
the real
many.
magic, that's where the real magic happens. Because what I hear when someone gives an objection, it's just a lot of noise. It's their own noise. It's the noise that's going on in their head, and it's a million excuses. So it's my job to say, okay, I hear you got some fear. I hear you got some bad thinking. It's just bad habits of our thinking. Now let's move through that. But oh no, I hate sales. If I have to do cold calling, yikes. Oh my God, I'll like find, I will clean the bathroom before I'll cold call. No, no, thank you. So absolutely.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I know a ton of you that are on here right now have a group of people that can absolutely benefit from Jane's talk today. And seriously, we're on a 30-minute window here, but we might run over, just warning. But go ahead and share this out to your people because it's super, super valuable if you do any kind of training at all that I'm sure involves how to sell and how to overcome these objections that Jane's going to address today. So go ahead and share this out to us. So the objections, they're a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. Everybody's got them. There's, you know, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. And my husband said, no, I don't know how to do that. Gosh, I don't think I'm at the right spot in my time right now. I don't have the right, like, I don't like flying, right? Like, oh, really? I got to wear dress pants? No way. Right? Like, like you, I'm sure like you're like the rest of us. We've heard every one of them. What's your favorite objection?
I don't want to offend anybody.
No, please don't.
Okay. No, here's not my favorite, but the most challenging one that I run into is I have to meditate on it. I have to pray on it. I have God told me, or, you know, my guides told me, and that's my favorite. Yet it's a love hate for that one.
Yeah. Why? And so I hear that one a lot.
Yeah.
What is your response to that?
Oh, it's my response is so, okay. A couple of different things we can look at, because many times, and oh, this is me role playing. So this is me overcoming the objection. not thinking you're like, why are you telling me that, Jane? Okay. So what I say to the person is I say, so here's what I know in my experience. I've been doing this a very, very long time. And many times, including for what happens to me, many times what happens is we do not have an ability to discern the voice of reason, the voice of God, the voice of our guides, and fear. Because fear can be one of those voices that sounds so brilliant and so on target that we believe that is the voice of our higher power. And quite frankly, here's what I know. We get confused when we're in the midst. When we had our conversation, you were at a 10. Yes, Jane, I want to do this. And now you're wanting to listen to a voice that I'm not sure anyone is so trained to be able to hone in on. Now you might be, so I honor that. And I honor your decision based on what you know is to be true for you, but what you told me. And then I go back to, here's their pain, here's what they want to accomplish. And then I move into, again, addressing many times what people do is they confuse those voices. So let's talk a little bit about, let's voice that out loud and see, is it absolutely? And more times than not, they're like, oh my God, that is my fear talking. So I guess, you know, but that's the best thing to do is really get to the point, because it's not a BS response. I'm not like, well, let me sell you an elixir here. What I'm saying is let me help you make the best decision by helping you, the buyer, become aware of what's coming out of your mouth.
I think that's huge for a lot of people also, whether you're trying to sell something or you're trying to buy something, is to really discern and pick apart and really figure out what's true and what's not. Is it really fear talking, or is it your guides and higher power and your God talking to you, right? And again, no disrespect whatsoever, but you're absolutely right that people have to really figure out and make that discernment. What's talking? What's really talking here?
Exactly, because a lot of times, you know, our paradigms, the patterns that we have running, and everybody's got them. I don't care. Everyone is coming. Thanks, Darcy. Everybody has those patterns. Everybody. So what happens is it is to keep us safe. So many times what I need to do is help people, and what everybody needs to do in a sales conversation is help people understand that it's not about me getting a yes. Trust me, I will still be able to survive if I don't have this one client or I don't have this one conversion. But what happens is people need to understand, like anytime anybody says anything to me, it doesn't matter. They'll be like, well, I don't have the money. Okay, well, is this a I don't have the money conversation and we need to go find it? Or is this a I don't have the money because I don't think I can do what I need to do in this program to get a return on my investment? Is that what it is? So it's about finding what the truth is and really being able to go back to here's your pain, here's your dream, you're at the north rim of the Grand Canyon, we're at the south rim with your results. Only way I know to bridge that big of a gap is with the support and a structure and a system that will bring you to that point. And I always like to emphasize support structure, support, support, support. Have you had anybody sneeze on your show without muting? Because that might happen.
You need to. That'll
okay, be good. First. I'm good. I caught it. I had to confess that, and then it went away. Okay.
I want to point this out here. Franco says the stock market moves by fear and greed. Knowing how to use fear as your motivation can make things happen. What's your thoughts on that?
And trust me, people are like, "Oh my God, Jane, you'll jump out of an airplane or you'll bungee jump," and I'm like, "No. I do everything afraid. I mountain bike because I have control of that risk. Anything else is a calculated risk, but I'm afraid every time I do anything. You know, Aaron, I'm working on my 3-day event. I'm scared to death no one will show up.
Right. Even though you're 3/4 of the way full.
Well, yeah, but that's still, you know, I have a pattern too, people. I get that. But no, you're exactly right. Greed is what I call the 7-step perpetrator system. Some of us have learned that. Darcy and I went through the 7-step perpetrator system. And that's where you say, I connect with you. I understand who you are. I know where you're going. And now let's find your pain. Ha ha, we found your pain. Now let's put salt on the pain. Let's beat the pain. And now let's sell you. Yeah. And that is greed. But supporting someone's fear in a way that brings them awareness is by saying, you know what? I get it. I get this level of investment probably is the most illogical thing. But many times what has to happen in order to get a giant shift is to go from logical to illogical. And we want to help you do that in this program. You are going to get X, Y, and Z or with this service.
And I feel that people, it doesn't matter what the price is, whether it's $27 or $2,700, right?
Like $27,000.
Or $27,000 for that matter. Right? I don't feel like it's any different with that. And what's your take on why it doesn't matter, like the amount? Is it still that, is it a worthiness thing? Yes. Is it a, yeah?
I believe it always is. I believe it's always a worthiness. And maybe it's not maybe the worthiness, but it's the ability to apply yourself and get results. Mm. And it does, it boils down to that. Am I worth the investment? Will I be able to produce that result? I'm working with a gal who's going to be speaking at my event. And you know, her constant thing is, will I be able to get the return on the investment? And for me, it's a no-brainer. Absolutely. If you speak in the way that I teach you to do it with the right formula, you can't not. You can be a toad up there, give that talk in the right order, and it will sell for you. So I think it's really important. It is a worthiness issue. It is about, am I good enough? Will I be able to provide the value that I'm getting? Will I be able to get that back out into the world? It all boils down to that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. And so many of us, our worthiness stories aren't even our own stories. They were something somebody in third grade said to us, right?
Or our parents,
for goodness sake, right? and we've owned that and we've brought it on as our own story, and it's really not even our own.
Yeah.
But we've made it and we've deemed it holy grail of ourselves.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And you know, I always share the story. Everybody probably knows about my family. It's the most complicated family on the planet. Well, one of the most, right? I will be writing a book. And I'll tell you, my dad, he would tell me, you're not smart enough to be an attorney. He's like, you're sort of dumb. When I wanted to be a professional speaker, he goes, who wants to listen to you? Like, I don't have any training. So I went along the world thinking I am not, I have nothing to offer. And quite frankly, that doesn't go away. It's how we relate, to the stories. We need to turn the volume down on all the crap. And the only way to do that is to turn the volume up on what is positive and what is working for us. And it's so important.
So why do you think it's so hard? Why do we make it so hard to sell?
Oh,
not to buy, but to sell.
That's so easy. You know why? Because it, you know, we have the little buttons that are all in our system and it's triggers, right? It's a trigger. So here's a great example. Another lovely, empowering story from my childhood. This is like therapy.
So doctor, here's what happened.
My sister told me my whole life, and she had some eating issues. I think she has an eating disorder, but she would call me fat my whole life. I was this little athlete. I was this tiny little thing. And she'd be like, oh, fatty, all this. And so I had fat eyes. Like I felt like I, you know, still struggle with this fatness, right? So if anybody said anything like, oh gosh, you look different, I'm like, oh my God, I think they think I'm fat. Or they would say something around, like even just make a comment, it would trigger. And I'd be like, oh great. Like the F-bomb was dropping in my head the whole time. So I have this fat button, right? This fat trigger. So if somebody goes out to do sales, we've got that vulnerability, that I'm not worthy button. And if someone says, yeah, I just don't think that's worth it. Oh my God. It'll trigger all that in you. I had one gal, you know, I get one gal said to me, this was my favorite objection. Okay. I forgot. I just remembered it. She said, you make more than a brain surgeon. And I said, well, it's a lot less invasive and painful. Like, and quite frankly, how do you know what a brain surgeon makes? Like, I'm like, do you know the hospital bills? I went through all that. But it's about us setting ourselves up for rejection, which I don't know anybody who loves rejection. I don't know anybody. It's about all the different. I got distracted. Steven's going to read my book. Thanks.
I know.
That'll be two people that read my book. I'm kidding. The first day we sold like 250 or more. I don't even know. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, brain surgeon.
So it's truly about, like, that was my best one to go, oh, oops. Like, I'm like, that is the dumbest objection on the planet, because how do you know that information? But it does. It triggers every ounce of our lack of self-esteem, of our lack of knowingness. I hate rejection. We don't want to be told that, you know, somebody said, oh my God, that is outrageously priced. So what if someone says that? Here's what I say. Really? It's interesting, because my coach I just wrote a check for was $50,000. And actually this year I wrote a check for $100,000. And when I started out in 2000, I think it was 6 or 7, I wrote a check for $30,000, my very first check to a coach. And in real estate, I was actually bringing in $43,000. So I'm really not sure. But what I knew is when I wrote that check, I was going to play full out. I was going to get the return on my investment. I was going to make my yes right.
I love that because that's huge when we are in a coaching environment and when we claim to be a coach or a trainer or a mentor or a guru or go-to of some sort, and we don't invest in ourselves.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And I'll tell, here's what I know. There's like a million people that listen to this show, so I'm going to be confessing to the world, but I went on a coaching diet a handful of years back. And I'm like, because I kept finding crappy coaches out there.
Yeah.
Like I'd spend $38,000 and this was awesome. Oh, I get off on tangents. Anyhow, so I went on a diet and I was like, I'm not going to have a coach. I'm going to have a mastermind group. I'm going to have accountability. And I felt like I was still out of alignment with my integrity. I really needed to put my money where my mouth was and work with someone so that I could. I think everybody needs to hire a bigger brain than their own. Like I need a bigger brain to walk me through, like this year, online stuff. I can sell in person. I can sell from stage. I can, but when it comes online, I'm like, okay, I can't type fast enough to get these people to engage. Like, it's a mystery to me. So I hired somebody. I wrote a big, fat $100,000 check. I'm not lying either. I have my checkbook out here. I will show you $100,000 to say I want to balance my business and be online. So, and that was the scariest investment. I could have bought a house with that to have sure. rental property. But I knew if I could take 100 and turn it into 2 million, that's right. smart.
Like
that's
I a tell massive people, return on your investment.
Yeah. So do the price, what's it? Price juxtaposition. I hate that word.
I know it's a big word.
A weird saying. Don't ever say that anymore. Let's make it a, let's make it like a fine. Yeah. Okay. Let's, because I can't even say it right. Like juxtaposition. Yeah, anyhow. Yeah. So here's what to position the pricing. Why don't they just say that? That's the question I have.
Yeah, balance it out, right?
I know. Just make it easy for people. Okay.
Make it easy. Yeah. So objections are like a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
They're your favorite. So that we can, you know, figure out how to sell is overcoming the objections. And what makes it hard is our worthiness, our story.
Yeah.
But how do we learn how to actually, even though you hate it too, fall in love with sales?
Okay. I'm not going
to
say
we all want to. I mean, we want to love it. We want to love it and not be scared of it.
Here's the thing. Here's the best description. If you see someone that is being carried away by a current, they cannot swim. The flood has taken them away. You're not going to go, oh, God, sucks to be them. That is not a good place to be. You're going to go and you're going to throw them a lifeline. You're going to go, oh, my God, here, I'm a world-renowned swimmer. I've got all the equipment. I am going to throw them a lifeline. And then you reel them in and they say, thank you so much. That is what sales is. Sales, when someone is on a call with you, why are they on a call with you? To make sure you feel like crap about yourself, to reject you, to tell you no? No, they're there because they have been pulled off by the current and they cannot stop themselves from drowning. Yeah. And you just might be the perfect person for them. So if every opportunity you have to reach out, make someone's day, brighten their life, give them value in who they are, and pull them out of that current, you are the hero. You are the one. Why we are here is because we're smarter than the person on the other line with us. We are more equipped. We are more aligned. And we have studied greater, longer, and more in depth of what our skill sets are. So it's about you being the hero. And if they reject you, it's like me saying to you, Aaron, if I said to you, oh my God, Aaron, I love your plaid hair today. It is gorgeous. Like you laugh, right? You're not saying, how dare you say my hair is plaid. That is absolutely ridiculous. You are an idiot.
Yeah.
No. You're like, that's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Help me understand why you see my hair as plaid. So
clearly I have no color in my hair.
Clearly none.
Clearly.
So here's what you say. When someone says, oh my God, that's way too expensive. Okay. Help me to understand your perspective of why that feels too expensive. Well, because in my business, I haven't made X amount of money and I know I need to. So it's a matter of hearing that it is about them. And I know I love to say the world revolves around me and I make sure everybody knows that. But truth be told, it is not about me. None of this is about any of us. So if we can think of it as if someone is going down that river and they are going to go under for the last time, you would never just let them go.
Right.
Unless you don't want to work with them, then keep them floating. Somebody else will pick them up somewhere.
Somewhere. So
Barbara has a question.
Barbara has a question. Jane, okay. Do you send out discovery questions before the meeting with a prospect?
Oh, great question, Barbara. I used to. Here's why I don't anymore. I hate reading. I'm not kidding. I hate reading. People will be like, I'll say, I don't need the backstory. Just give me the details. Get to the point. Fill in the blank. That's all. I will read. I hate it. Like, I hate reading. So if anybody sends me any emails or any notes, bullet point. I read all bullet points. Like, bullet point. It could just be a paragraph. Bullet point it, and I'll read it all. But I stopped doing that, Barbara, because it was too much reading. People got too much into their story. Let me help you. Here's Franco and I have a lot in common. Number one, he's in prison or jail. I don't know. We got to send the dude bail money. He hates reading. Franco, I'd love for you to come to my event. Well, everybody, but Franco, if you can get out for a weekend pass. Okay, so Barbara, I'm going to give you three questions that will accelerate your conversation when you are on a a phone sales call. And it doesn't matter what you're selling. Hey, Jordan, good to see you. It doesn't matter what you're selling. Here's the question. Are you ready? They're tough. What's working? What's not working? And what would you love to work? Three easy questions. So here's what it looks like. So Aaron, so great to have you here. I love having you on this call. Congratulations. Guess what? 50% of the people set appointments and don't show. You show me you are absolutely committed. Here's what our call is going to look like today. I'm going to ask you three questions. Please, please, please. And I don't say it like this fast and, you know, insincere. But I say, please, please do not feel like you have to give me the backstory. Because guess what? I've spoken to 100 Aarons, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to answer these questions succinctly, and I am going to find the right direction for you. Okay, so number one question, are you ready?
Yep, yep.
What is working in your business? And then they tell you, and you go, excellent. That's the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Then you go, what is not working? That's the south rim of the Grand Canyon. What would you love to work? That's where we're at. Now we've got to build a bridge for them. Okay, so what I hear is working is this. What I hear is not working is that. The only way I know to support you is with this. Write this down, everyone. Best thing in the world. Writer downer. I would like to introduce you to a resource that I know will gain you the leverage, the visibility, the closing sales, everything you need to get the result that you're looking for. Are you interested in hearing that?
And they all raise their hand in the comments. Raise your hand in the comments, right?
Woo, woo, woo. Yes, I am. And then you beep, beep, beep. Everybody says yes. Because why? They're on a call to get an answer. Mm-hmm. So I say, hey, Jen, I say, are you interested in hearing about my resource? And they say, yes, absolutely. And that's where I present the offer. I'm like, here's what I know. This is where you are. This is where you want to be. And this is how you get there. And you've got to, you've got to code. Oh yeah, we haven't even talked about coding. People. Okay, so let me point out, I'm just guessing. I'm gonna point out, if you, anybody knows Franco, Franco is like me, he's a catalyst. A catalyst, so there is the core code. C-O-R-E, core code. That is your code to close. Core code, C is a catalyst. If you hadn't guessed, I am a catalyst. The catalyst operates by fire, ready, aim. Fire, ready, aim. We think on our feet fast. We're all about results. Do not want to hear details. Please do not send me a lengthy email with details. I won't read it. Catalysts are all about on the fly. Let's go. This is, so as a catalyst, what I do is I'll meet with the team and they're like, oh my God, we have a great idea for a program. And then they turn and they're like, where'd Jane go? I'm already out selling it. Like, I'll go out and sell it before it's even created. And people are like, so that we've got the catalyst, all right? Catalyst is all about movement, action, results, go, go, go. Then we go into the optimizer. I'm also an optimizer. Ah, I might as well be Sybil. It is the most challenging thing because an optimizer loves plans, loves strategies, formulas, details, linear thinking. So it is a constant plan and structure. So in my brain, the way that I've dealt with that is I go fast, I go, dog, go. But as an optimizer, I've learned to think very quickly and strategize on the fly. Yeah. I think it's because my dad was an engineer. My mom was a relator optimizer. So I brought those together and that's who I am. So an optimizer. They are going to be formally dressed. They are more of your engineers, your lawyers, your linear thinkers. Good. Denise is supporting me on all this. She's going to give us all the notes.
Love it. Thanks, Denise. Much.
Yeah, copy all that. I can hear her typing away. She's like, this is a lot of information in 10 minutes, people. So we've got the optimizer, and I'll give you language you can use for each of them. Then we go into the relator. Anybody have a guess? Quickly put in the chat. Anybody know who our relators are? Just put a name in there. Put a name if you know who the relators are. Yes, teachers, but name anybody you know that might be on this call right now, this interview. Okay. And I'm trying to best enough. Aaron Strayer.
Aaron Strayer. Darcy. And, RJ. Jen.
Most, yes, definitely Aaron. They are heart-centered. Look at mine, though. I've got my X's and O's. I am a relator as well. I'm sort of a divergent, so I have them all. Aaron is as well, higher on the relator, but look at her background. She's got Om. She's got, you know, goddesses and puppies and unicorns and butterflies. I mean, seriously, that is a heart-centered. If she had a tree, she'd be hugging that thing. So it's all about the heart-centered focus of your business. Then we get the experts. I gotta love my experts. I get a lot of experts because experts don't have a lot of catalysts in them. An expert is your doctor, your, I say affectionately, know-it-alls. Like they're the ones in the meeting who are like, well, no, what it is this. And you're like, okay, I get it, Bob. You're a doctor. We understand you're brilliant, but there are some of us here. But a doctor will reinvent the box, reinvent the wheel, do it their own way because they have the bigger picture view. They don't like small talk. They don't like little, they do not, there is no, don't waste the time. Get to the point. Like a catalyst, but the catalyst is get to the point of the results. What's in it for me? The experts, prove yourself and make sure that knowledge is power. That is everything. And here's what the expert does. They get ready to get ready to get ready to get ready. Then they review it and make sure they're ready to be ready again to be ready. So they will. I have the most dear, you'll meet this individual at the event, paid me a year ago getting ready to get ready to get ready. And Denise is a marinator. Denise is also an expert. Drives me nuts working with her, people. You can imagine. I'm like, why aren't we running? We've got to make sure we have all, takes too long. Okay, so let me give you language. This is so good, you guys. All right, this is so good. And Aaron, make sure you tell people they can come to, look at, I get all excited and I'm all hot now because I get talking about sales. Okay.
Sales, I know.
It's like...
I know, I can get off.
And I'm having a hot flash. One of the two people.
You need a drink.
All right, you ready? That's right.
Sip time.
Nice job. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you how to sell to everyone. So if I'm selling to a relator, I'm going to use words, and Denise, I know, will type them in. I'm going to use words like this. We are going to build a community, create a partnership. I am going to guide you. I am going to link arms with you and walk with you every step of the way to make sure that you are fully supported and you know exactly what is to be expected. Now, I'm also going to make sure that you know that at the end of every one of my emails, you will get a sincere XO. There might also be in the email a swift kick in the fanny, but I'll love you the whole way through. That's how you talk to a relator. Got it? So yeah. Dude, I've got three fans in this room.
I know. Jason's like, you need a fan.
Yes. Okay. I'm just a hot mama. Okay. So that is the relator. It's all about the heart-centered connection. Mm. Then we've got the catalyst. The catalyst, it's so easy to sell to a catalyst. They're on the call because they're moving at light speed. And right. Then they're like, oh my God, what are the results? So you go, here's the deal. I'm not going to bore you with the details. I can tell you that it's 2 calls a month in individual one-on-one. I can tell you it's a mastermind. I can tell you that what we're doing is by the end of 7 months, you are going to co-facilitate. That's my new offer. You're going to co-host an event with me for your production at 7 months. You don't want to know all those details. What you want to know is what that's going to produce for you. Number one, we are going to get you your talk. We're going to get you your intermercial. You will start tomorrow getting results. And I can tell you, I have clients. I can tell you about Heidi Mount. Heidi Mount, and then you give a couple of examples of quick, fast results. And you don't say, what do you think? You say, let's get this going.
Let's get this. That's the key right there. Let's get this going.
Let's do it. Are we going to do it?
Let's go.
I don't know. Okay, here's what I know. You're on this call. I never see grass growing under your feet because you are always on the move. You are a lot like me. What I know is I'm faster than you, and I'll stay two steps ahead of you to make sure that you get the success you need. Done.
Done.
Okay. Catalyst, optimizer. Optimizer. Details, details, more details, and then details. But it sounds like this. So here's what we're going to do. We have got a system that I will walk you through. It starts with one, step one through seven. These seven key elements that must be in your talk have to be formulated exactly to bring them from hello to closing the deal with a call to action. I also have a structure to every single meeting that we have during the month. This is structured in this progressive program to lead you to your own event, co-facilitating, co-hosting with me so that I guide you, because there's a formula. There is a system of support and success in every live event. So you go in detail. Then you ask them, what does this look like to you? An optimizer, what does this look like? A relator, how does this feel? The experts, here's what you have to do. It's plain and simple. Prove the living bejeebas that you are qualified. So I'm a best-selling author. I've created two multi-million-dollar businesses. I've had a coaching business that is into the seven figures 10 times over, because here's what happens. I have an ability and I have knowledge. You're smart. This is what you have to do, an expert. You have to tell them they're smart, they're gifted, they're brilliant, they're all that. You have got that going on. I know that in this area, I can support all your genius and bring you into this level of success of where you want to be. So you got to compliment them on how smart they are. You must play even, get even with them, not compete. Well, you know, maybe you don't know that, because they'll know everything. You meet Doris. I can always name drop Doris Milton. My love, she'll be at the event. She is an expert to the T. And I'm like, Doris, I know you know it all, but here's what I know. That's the language I use for my experts. Here's what I know. Every time I say that to her, she goes, okay, all right, okay, I'm good. And you say to an expert, what do you think about that? Because all they do, you'll see them access their brain. They look up, you ask them, and they'll go, they're gaining. And you know what they say in the prison? When I worked in the prison, when they look up to a certain direction, they're lying. Well, that is true in the prison, but not in the community most of the time. Unless they're your kids. Then right. You're like, you're lying. So.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so the expert is, what do you think? Optimizer, what does it look like? Relator, what does it feel like? The catalyst, we don't care. You just tell them. You're going to do this. We're going to do this. You know you're not. I mean, that's it.
Get out your credit card.
Exactly. Exactly. Whoa, look at that.
Fancy. Hey, let's talk about this. Because people want more of you.
Excellent. I hope they do. All right. Here's the deal, people. And don't forget. Tell everybody, September 5th, I am gifting everyone to September 5th, 4 o'clock. So here's what this is. Let's talk impact. Our theme is superhero. Buy your cape, bring your mask. So here's what we've got. And I don't even dress up, Erin. Oh, I hate it. Halloween, least favorite holiday. Okay, let's talk impact. 3-day event. It is for Erin's people. It is a complimentary ticket unless you want to go VIP. Complimentary ticket. Oh, I forgot. You got skin in the game. $197 seat deposit. We hand you a check that looks a lot like this. We hand you a check when you walk in the door for $197. So that means it is what? Free.
Free.
It is free to you. Unless you want to upgrade to VIP. If you want to upgrade to VIP, when you go to letstalkimpact.com, it'll give you the opportunity to upgrade to VIP. So during that time, we will go through your, we'll create your intromercial. It's what Erin introduced herself with. It's what I introduced myself with. Entrepreneurs Hire Me to Speak with Confidence and Sell with Authority. It goes 17.5 seconds is your intromercial. You get the formula for your talk. 7 key elements that must be in your talk in order to sell. I don't care who you're delivering that to. It could be this, because guess what? I've done it in this interview. I do it on panels. I do it on video. I do it on podcasts. I was just on radio and I'm like, oh, I'm glad you asked. And then you do your entire talk in segments. Anywho, then we do a full day of sales. So sales, you're articulating your message so clearly that overcoming objections just becomes a logistics conversation. So what I would invite people to do, hey, Denise, why don't we put in there, do we want to put in the fancy schmancy discount code, or do we not want to do that? Sure. Now we have to, right? Let's do it. Okay, this is a discount code. If you want to go VIP, this is a discounted rate. And people, this cost me an arm and a leg. Do you know how much resorts cost for coffee? Anybody throw a guess? $45 per person for coffee.
It's per person.
Per person. So if you go to, you get fed lunches, you get speakers are in the lunch. I'm actually doing lunch too. We've got the VIP welcome is September 5th. We've got the code for you on the hotel. I've got a discounted rate. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. Erin Strayer is going to be with me as my buddy in crime for the entire event, unless they separate us. It could happen.
It could happen. It could.
It might.
We might get in trouble.
I know I will. I don't know if you will, but if you're hanging out with me, you definitely will. So that's the event. It is September 5 in the evening, 6, 7, 8 in Phoenix, Arizona, Point Squaw Peak Hilton. Get your discount ticket out. Oh, there. Look at Denise.
Yeah.
Send Denise nice emails. She doesn't quite have enough emails.
Send her lots and lots of love.
Exactly. Oh, you know who else is going to be there? RJ.
RJ
is speaking. We're actually doing an interview. That is going to be, oh my God, awesome. She is on the 5th. And then we've got, like I said, we've got some cool beans, some cool people that will be there. And quite frankly, it's a workshop format. It is not me sitting and being a talking head, because I will be bored and I will actually leave. So you'll get
your own event. Yeah.
I'm like, you people are boring. Gotta go. You'll get speaker coaching and training. You actually have an opportunity to speak and you'll be doing sales. Oh, it's a workshop format. That's all I need to say.
Yeah.
And it's fun and it's rich with content.
And your lineup is amazing and the value that comes through. And I know that the reviews on your prior events have just, I mean, they are overflowing with amazing results, amazing value, amazing just the content that's delivered, the environment that's presented, just the experience itself is from your reviews are just phenomenal. I personally cannot wait.
And you know what else I do? I love this is I am, if you haven't guessed already, I'm pretty much, I just disclose everything. So as I'm going through the delivery, I'll be like, okay, what I just did. And when you get on stage, here's what you want to do. Like I disclose everything. Like I help people, I show behind the curtain. I'm like, okay, we are going to have an offer. Is anyone going to be like floored if we have an offer? So don't come and be like, oh, why is she making an offer? Because I have to, people, you have to. You can't let them flow down with the current. But it is workshop. People, come soak up all the value and go home and make some money. Erin, can I just say, look how many people you have on here.
I know.
You are the most popular woman on the planet. Like, I'd have crickets. I'd have Darcy, Denise. I could probably talk RJ into coming. You would show up. I'd have 4 people. And you have 108 million on here. 108 million. I mean, who doesn't love Erin? I don't know. It's amazing to me. That's all I have to say.
Darcy says it's a powerful event. So excellent. Much information by firehouse or fire hose?
Firehouse.
Firehouse.
Because there'll be a poll on the stage. Hey, we should. That'd be a good workout.
That's the next one. Barb would charge.
Barbara, fill a room for me, sister. I'll come to New York. Somebody just invited me to come there. That's awesome. If they let me in the city limits anymore. No.
I just turned down a trip to New York too. So, So Jane Powers.
Yes, sir.
Extraordinary. Like, this is round two, me and you on my show. And I, like, people just wanted more and more and more of you. And I'm so happy and so thrilled that you said yes to coming back again. So,
how do you say no to you? Honestly, you can't say no to Aaron, the amazing Strayer. You can't, because everybody loves you the most. That is the truth. And I'll tell you this, I just want this, my final, that's never my final. But when you connect, this is a lonely, lonely industry. If you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, it's a lonely industry. When you find someone that you can joint venture with, that you can connect with, that you can just fall in love with, what they say, what they do, how they support you, how they show up, and how they relate, do not let them go. That is you, Aaron Strayer. You are my, I wanted to play, I was trying to find, I got a girl crush, and I couldn't find the song because I was going to put that on there, because you have got to have a girl or boy crush on your JV BFFs. And Aaron and I know if I had my crystal ball, we would have a future of something we are going to launch together, and people's heads are going to spin on their axis.
Spin. They're going to go to another universe.
Exactly. That's where we usually hang out. So, yes, I would love to have everybody to the event to hang out with Aaron and I, and Denise will be there, and Darcy and RJ and Barbara. Just come on, Barbara.
Yeah,
New York.
Franco, you got to rearrange your schedule and be there too, pal.
Yeah, don't make me over. And Franco, get the weekend pass. We'll put a bracelet on you, not let you leave the resort. Oh, and you got to come, because there's a lazy river at the resort. It is like the coolest lazy river. Like, you could float around the whole thing, and then there's waterfalls and all kinds of good stuff. And you might just walk away and make a ton of money. Like, that would be cool. I almost promised that, but I'm not going to.
I know. And it's a good deal. And it's amazing. And the environment's spectacular. And the energy is off the charts. And the value. You guys, I can't even emphasize to you enough how much this, if you make money doing anything and you want to make a little bit more, then you get to change some things. And you get to put Jane M. Powers in your line of vision and on the fast track in your now. You get to.
And you know, hurry up and get your tickets, because we're only a few weeks out. So get your flights. If you need a roommate, we'll throw you onto the membership site and you go, hey, who needs a roommate? We'll get you a roommate. The room rate is dirt cheap for the resort for having a lazy river. Denise provided the discount rate. Let's talk impactvip.com. That's discount rate. I don't even think I break even on that dang resort. So expensive. So we're not feeding anybody next time. So I would adore.
All right, girl. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We, again, of course, because Jane's so amazing, we went over our 30 minutes. We knew we were going to. So thank you so much for hanging with us. If you're watching the replay, we totally acknowledge your time and your energy and your effort to be here on the replay as well. And you guys cannot emphasize enough how much this event will impact and change the course of your business and how you represent and how you show up in your business. So get yourself there. Jane, thank you so much for your time.
Right,
hang out with me for just a second. Everybody else, we'll see you right back here every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. See you soon.